One of the men slid the hammer loop off his Colt. I took the 8-gauge from under my right leg. Cole saw me, I knew. Already I could tell that he saw everything. If he thought I was with the Skinners, the increase in odds didn't appear to bother him. I had no money on this one. But I didn't think Bear should gut a woman, whore or otherwise, and I didn't think one man should go against 7. "Marshal," I said, "I'm backing you in this." I said it softly, but it was so still that it almost echoed. Cole didn't stop looking at Bear, but he made a barely visible nod. Bear still watched Cole. The men on the boardwalk glanced at me when I spoke and spread a little farther. I cocked both barrels on the 8-gauge and rested the butt against my right hip. Then I moved Sugar a little closer so that I was nearly beside Cole. Again the silence arched over us, made more intense somehow by the sound of the easy wind. Bear said, "Fuck you, Marshal," and went for his gun. I brought the shotgun to my shoulder. Cole seemed in no hurry. Carefully he drew the Colt, thumbed back the hammer aimed at the middle of Bear's big body, and shot him in the center of the chest. He recocked the Colt as he turned a half-turn so that the big bone-handled Colt was steady on Bear's supporters. Bear sagged and fell over, his gun half out of the holster. Sugar didn't mind gunfire. Sudden movement scared him, but noise had no effect. He held rock still where I had set him so that both barrels of the shotgun were steady toward the men on the boardwalk. "You men go about your business now," Cole said. Nobody did anything. "I won't tell you again," Cole said. At the far right edge of the group, the right shoulder of the man who loosened his Colt made a kind of involuntary twitch and then froze. Everything teetered. Then the man turned and walked away, and the rest of the group followed him. Cole carefully let the hammer down on his Colt. He opened the cylinder, extracted the spent shell, put in a fresh one from his belt, closed the cylinder, and put the Colt carefully back in its holster. Then he looked up at me and nodded. "Come see me in my office when you can," he said. Then he turned and walked away without a glance at the corpse. I stayed there for a time, watching as some people came out into the street and looked at Bear and stood around, and finally a man in a white coat came along with a wagon, and 4 of us helped him put Bear in the back, and he drove off. I tied Sugar to the rail.